I'm very proud of this basketball team. And obviously, we're very disappointed that we didn't come away with the win today, but really have to give Temple a lot of credit. They were great. They shot the ball well. Allen was tremendous on the glass. And, you know, we didn't lose this game because of a lack of an effort. You know, we probably missed a few free throws and layups and tough stretches of the game, especially late. But there were a couple of defensive stops where we had rebounds out, loose ball situations out on the floor where Temple just beat us to the ball. But I thought that our effort was really good. I thought our kids played extremely hard. You know, to fight back from 10 down and make it a two-possession game, and you know, be at the free throw line and have opportunities to cut into it, make it a one-possession game, I thought was a great effort on our part.
Okay, questions first for the student athletes.
Aaron, can you talk about Christmas? He didn't do much against you this game at Pittsburgh, but boy, he was on the lead.
Yeah, we know what Christmas is capable of doing. I mean, he's the leading scorer three straight years in a row. We know what he can do, and unfortunately for us, he came out and he had that killer instinct just to shoot. You see, he took 24 shots and he made a lot of them. He shot real good from the 3-point line too, and the way he reads screens and he reads the defense is incredible. And he was hot in the first half.
Aaron, I'm sure you guys will probably get an IT bid in the postseason tournament, but I imagine the NCAA is so much sweeter. Just talk about the disappointment you're feeling and you know, the chance of getting to the NCAA that can happen.
Words can't really describe how it's not really disappointment, but how empty I'm feeling without going to the dance, you know. But I think about it, I remember 2 years in a row I'm sitting home watching the A-10 championship. Like, man, this could have been us. So, you know, man, it would have been a joy playing on TV and getting a chance to go to the dance. And right now I feel like our season's not over. We always want to extend to make some type of postseason run. And unfortunately, it's not the NCAA, it's NIT. And I mean, it's still a postseason. It's still something that you can get a banner on and you can hang in the gymnasium. And it's something that that you can see every day and know that you're a part of it.
Aaron and Damian, how much did the fatigue factor come into play today? 4 games in 4 days. Did you guys feel the effects of it at all, especially in the second half?
I guess just probably a little shock in the first half. You know, our legs were kind of dead in the first half and defensively, and then second half, you know, we realized that we got 20 minutes for we're fighting for our lives. So, you know, we just forgot about the tiredness and we started playing a little bit better defense, but it just wasn't enough.
Damon, you guys had lots of chances though in that second half. I mean, you came back, but just guys couldn't get anything to go. Talk a little bit about that.
Like Coach said, you know, we missed some important free throws and layups. I think we just got to take our time and make sure we focus on what we got to do to make those and when they help us win our games.
Damian, can you talk about the difficulty in the matchup with Aldous and what he presented to you guys?
You know, being undersized, playing the five, and coming up against 6'11", 6'10", 7-footers, it's always going to be difficult. But like Coach tells me, he tells me to use speed. In the first half, I really didn't have my legs under me, so it was kind of difficult to play. But towards the second half, I was really into it, you know, got my legs back and started playing defense.
Yeah, Aaron, can you talk about what it means that you came and you had that incident a couple of years ago, and now you guys were right on the verge of getting into the big dance. And talk about where the program is now and how far it's come.
Coming back from my freshman year, just winning 3 games. And then the incident in September, and then you realize, like, man, is there anywhere else? How worse can it get? You know, and you start, then you get to focusing together, and then you just know, like, enough is enough. You know, you want to make more than getting 10 wins. You want to do better than getting over 500. You want to make a name for yourself. You want to make some type of postseason. And we had a group of guys this year that wanted to do that. And Coach Everhart did a great job of recruiting the right guys that want to do that, that takes losing as unacceptable. And I feel like he's going to keep on doing that for years to come. So Duquesne definitely has an upside. I got a feeling that this won't be the last time Duquesne will be playing for an A-10 championship.
Damian, you get this close. I mean, 32 years since you've been in the NCAA tournament. That's gone now. 15 years since the NIT. I mean, how valuable would that be for you young guys?
You know, it's always valuable to get in the postseason with us being a very young team. So I think this will be a great experience for us for years to come, with me being a sophomore and all the freshmen that we got. So this will be a great learning experience.
Eric, you talk about getting to the final and just getting here, what the accomplishments were like for you guys.
Getting to the final, this is like one of the best things that ever happened in my basketball career. Getting a chance to play on national television, to get a chance to go play for the NCAA tournament, be one of the 64, 65 teams. And, you know, unfortunately, it didn't go our way. You know, but you could take a learning thing out of this. Even though I'm not going to be here next year, I think the guys on the team, it's going to be a core of guys that know what it takes to get here, and they can further transfer that over to the offseason and get better.
You being a senior, only senior left,
do you look at the NIT as kind of a consolation prize? You, I mean, the young guys don't look at it that way. Do you look at it that way, or is that going to be good for you to go out that way?
I mean, I wanted to win the A-10 championship, man. But if you really think about it, how far Duquesne has came from, you know, it's something that you can look back and say, you know, I was the only senior in this team. We had one of the youngest teams in the nation, and I helped lead the team to a postseason. You know, unfortunately, it wasn't NCAA, but we got extended play.
Aaron and Damon, thank you.
Thanks, guys.
Questions for Coach Everhart.
Hey, Ron. Christmas, is that as good as you've seen him in the first half?
No, he was better last year against them up there.
Really?
Yeah. I think he had 36 on his last year at their place. He's just, for whatever reason, he really, really plays well against us. And obviously we could have done a better job on him defensively, but he's an awful good player. And I don't know how you guys saw it from the sidelines, but as I saw it from a coaching perspective, we had him guarded pretty daggone well a couple of times, and he just made shots. Now, we were able to overcome that with Barron the other night, and I really thought tonight maybe we could too. I just was, you know, obviously a little disappointed that we made some real good plays there on the offensive end, had some real good opportunities. You know, Bill missed the layup, and he missed a couple of free throws down the stretch there. You know, we had the ball right where we needed. Now, you know, I can't take anything away from guys like Olmos and Allen, because inside they made it pretty difficult for us. And because we probably didn't shoot the ball as well throughout the course of the game as we have in the past, I thought they were a little more effective, you know, especially on our dribble drive stuff late in the game. And that bothered us. But we still had opportunities at the free throw line to be right back in it, and we just didn't take advantage of it. And that's the disturbing part. The good part is the kids played hard. I mean, you know, these guys have never quit in any game this whole year. I don't know that this game came down to the last possession or two, but it certainly was within reach in the last 3 minutes of the game. And pretty much all of our games in the league this year have been like that. And, you know, for a group of kids who have, you know, 8 scholarship freshmen and being picked 12th in this league, I think that's a pretty good deal.
Ron, did you see the Temple guards, the size of the Temple guards being a factor in the game?
You know, I thought on two particular plays that was a factor. And when Christmas had, when we had the switch and Christmas had duty on him early in the game down the baseline where he kind of posted him up and turned on him, and that was, you know, certainly a mismatch size-wise. And I thought the biggest basket of the game was on the out-of-bounds play with 9 seconds on the shot clock when Brooks hit the three from the side when he shot it over Evans. You know, had we gotten a stop there, and it was a 4-point game at that time, or maybe even 3, you know, that was a play where we just really needed a stop right there. And you know, that kid's he's He's got some stones. He stepped up and made that shot. I didn't think Evans did a bad job, but he was just too small.
Can you talk about accomplishment of getting to the final and kind of address what Cameron's talking about sort of future years and what this can do for your team?
Well, you know, I think what I'll say is that, you know, with this group of guys, any opportunity we had to make the season longer for us and play after the year, if there is a postseason chance, I think that does wonders for the young kids and, you know, where they are mentally right now. You know, I'm not an undemanding type of person in practice, so going through what our guys go through every day, I've always felt like if we had the opportunity to play well enough to get into the postseason, that would be tremendously beneficial for the young guys to give them a taste of what it's all about. I'm not so sure that getting to the finals in the Atlantic 10 did not accomplish that goal, because I think having the ability to play through a tournament, to go through a four-day stretch, to have to prepare like we've had to prepare on the run, make adjustments on the fly, and to have, you know, two freshmen be a major part of that, two sophomores be a major part of that, and have eight freshmen on the roster. In my mind, I think they accomplished a lot of things that we sort of wanted to accomplish at the beginning of the season. Now, I'm not trying to sit here and say we didn't want to go to the NCAA tournament, because we obviously did. And we have a lot of very disappointed guys right now, and they're hurting, because they felt like we had a legitimate chance to do that. We were capable of doing that. And I feel exactly the same way. However, I think, you know, the run that we've made here and the way that we've played, I think will help our basketball team, like Aaron said, lay a tremendously solid foundation for a lot of years to come.
I was just going to ask you, talking about the disappointment of players, how about you as a coach, get that close to the NCAA? How do you bounce back quick if you get in the NIT and you're playing right away?
I've always kind of preached to the kids every day that, you know, when things go bad, you don't get too disappointed. When things go good, you can't get too excited. You have to keep on an even keel, and you got to keep coming to work every day. And if I walk in there and show I'm disappointed, then I'm not practicing what I preach, so I'd be hypocritical with that. So I'm just going to make sure that they understand that obviously we're disappointed. We all came here to accomplish the same goal. But by the same token, we're not going to hang our heads. We're not going to feel sorry for ourselves. We don't want anybody feeling sorry for us, because like Aaron said, this is not the last time you're going to see us here.